All right, there we go. Okay, so we like I said, where we last left off is we look out for whom the world calls least, and it shows us in Luke 14, 12 through 14, it says, then Jesus said to his hosts, when you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or relatives or rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. Now watch what he's saying here. He's saying, but when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Why? Because they cannot, you're not getting anything in return. And it's not for you to do anything in return. Sometimes when we do things for others, we do it with a mindset of, I want you to remember what I did for you. But God is letting us know we are just instruments. Why do you think I continue to say that? I don't say that just for you. I say that for me too. I don't want to ever get up here thinking I'm working hard, I'm preaching to you, why aren't y'all listening to me? It has nothing to do with me. And that's what God is showing that. So when you do it for those who need, not expecting back, because I'm just doing what God is telling me. Not I'm doing this, I should get a reward. Did you see what I did for these people? Did you see how great I was? Do you understand that? And a big part of it is for those who don't have. And Christians really should be going out of their way for those whom the world overlooks, whom the world looks down on. He gave a group of them. Like I said, the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. And then he says, and you will be blessed. Because he's also implying, if I do it for those that I'm going to get back, my blessing may be them giving me something back, which is still just here. When I do it for those that can't give back, do you understand? All right, I'm getting a true blessing, which is from God. He says, although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. So you may not even get it here, but when you get it, it's part of the rewards of wow. Like I'm telling you, the Bible never goes into detail of what heaven will be like. It does not. It gives you hints and it gives you a quick answers. Why? Because we can't comprehend it. But what the Bible does say, and there's a verse that, and I'm putting it in my own words, basically, when we get there, we're going to go, you mean, and I don't care whatever you're going through, you're going to go, you mean, I get this. I get all of this, and I only had to go through that. No matter what you're going through, you're going to look at it, and it's going to be beyond. Do you understand? That's what he's letting us know. But we can't comprehend it. If he were to explain it, it would just, you know how they do your mind blown. I think literally we would, and then we'd have to get somebody in here to clean up. But it's the problem to where we'd have to really understand that in us, we are to look out for those not to receive back. I think we want appreciation. We want thank yous. You know, I mean, I was joking the other time when Lisa was saying the car got in front of me. She said, he didn't give you a wave, and she was doing it to joke about it. I was like, it's funny because that's what we want. We want that. Next time you're like, next time I'm not letting them in. Was I really doing it for God? Or am I, you know what I mean? The question should be, you know what? I'm giving somebody, and if they show no appreciation, that's between them and God, I'll be back tomorrow. Do y'all get this? How many of us go, you know what? That's why I don't do for them, because they don't appreciate it. Are you doing it for you to receive appreciation? Or are you doing it to minister God? That's a huge part of our community giving. It's not for us to receive back. It's for us to give in order to display God. And if you notice, we are to be very careful how we live among unbelievers. This is a big part of our responsibility in the community. 1 Peter 2, verse 12 says, live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. I probably should have double highlighted that, because that's going to be the biggest thing you do in the community. How you live. They're going to watch every aspect. You'd be surprised what your neighbors watch. Now, be careful not to live in a way what they call good. Be careful to live what the Bible says is good. Now, the world calls a lot of people good who are not good. Y'all understand that? The key of good is I'm living, you live godly. Please know the difference. And God is saying, you do that, that's planting the seed. Right? That's why it says, live such good life so that they may see your good deeds and watch this and glorify God. He's showing you that's how it works. If I live good based on my good, which is not good at all, they see me and glorify me. That key's a great guy. He's a hard worker. He's this. They'll see things in me that are not based on. But when I do what God tells me, right, and they see that, right, in everything that I do, they're going to see me in tough situations. How do I respond? They're going to see me in very blessed or desirable situations. How did I respond? How am I with my family? How am I with, you understand what I'm saying? How am I? And it should be, what the Bible says is, that's why I'm doing this. That's ministering to them is what it's saying. That's huge for us in our ministry. You are expected to go to work, have a boss that gets on your nerves, and show patience and show love and show. Does that make sense? Everybody get this? You're supposed to show this, and that's going to minister to a lot of people, and they're going to see God. If I go there and I do it my way, I'm only nice to them on my good day. They're just going to see me. It's good they got Keith on a good day. Do y'all catch that? But when I give God, I never see him mad. He never gets mad. And they're going, no, I'm mad sometimes, but it's not about me. They're going to glorify God. Y'all see the difference here? Okay, too many times we advertise us. So how we live is huge in the community and giving to the community. So understand, our light must be a ministry to others. It still falls in the same thing. In Matthew 5:16, in the same way, let your light shine before men. Everybody say let. Now understand, when you get saved, you get a light. What you do with it is the important part. We all have a light, which is Christ. Do you display that light, or are they just seeing you? Does that make sense? Sometimes do our pride, our emotions, our situations, our friends, I don't want to shine my light. I go and hide it. Is that what a light's for? No. My light is to display it. And in the same way as we just read in the other one, he says, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Do y'all see the dynamic there? They see me, but they praise him. That's when I know I'm doing it right. All right. I get concerned when they praise me. All right. They may question what I'm doing and see what I'm doing in a sense. But if they give me the credit too much, that becomes a problem. And usually we get it when I'm doing it because I don't always do it. Sometimes you'll see people when they're usually a grouch, but today they're really nice and they're really helpful. It's because usually they're usually giving me credit because I'm usually a grouch. Do you understand? However, if I, no matter what, never had that wrong side of the bed, bad day, so on and so forth, does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? I'm displaying him. The Bible tells us how to do that. I'm supposed to live in him. That's me shining his light, not me trying to shine Keith Smith's way of life. Does that make sense? Everybody get that? So it is our responsibility in the community. These are very powerful and very important for us to do. Now understand, what we do or don't do for the least will determine what we are and where we're going, believe it or not. We don't hear this preached on too much because I think too many times people are scared of preaching works. And understand the difference between works and evidence. Okay? The difference between when I'm working means I'm going to go out and try to do good to earn my salvation. That's wrong. That is, you cannot do that. And anybody doing that, you're doomed. Okay? If I go out and say, I'm going to go out and do a bunch of good stuff for good people and to gain point, wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. However, when I follow the Bible, the Bible is going to give me things that I must do. So when you see these things in my life, it's only because I'm following what the Bible says. That's called evidence. If I truly am serving God, you'll see the evidence. If I'm trying to work, you'll see me just doing stuff that looks good. You see the difference? You'll go, why do you do it for this group and not this group? But when I follow the Bible, you'll see consistency. You'll see it for a purpose. But it's not me doing it to get something. I'm doing it because I am something. If I am a Christian, you'll see these. And this is what he says here in Matthew 25:31-46. And he shows both sides on this. And it's really kind of puts down in the community. He says in verse 31, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in a heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. So he's talking about the last day. This isn't just talking to the Jews. He's talking about Christians. He's talking about the last time. Now look what he says. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. And now watch what he says. Here's the evidence. For I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, you invited me in. I needed clothes, you clothed me. I was sick, you looked after me. I was in prison, you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you as a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes, or clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of the brothers of mine, you did for me. Did y'all catch that? Okay. He's saying, so whatever you did for them, that's you doing it for me. Okay. And that, once again, that'll be the evidence. It's not me going out of my way. Some people read this and they'll go, okay, so I mean, I got to go visit the rich. I got to find somebody that's poor and I got to give them stuff. Every time I see someone homeless, and you missed it, totally missed it. If you follow what the Bible says, you'll automatically go visit those who are sick. You'll go see those in prison. Why? Because you're like, I have to reach these. I have to minister to them. Why? Because the Bible tells me this. That's how the right, remember, our righteousness is through him. It's not me just reading this and going, okay, well, tomorrow I'm going to go to this place and I'm going to go to, you missed it then, okay? He's saying, this is going to be the evidence that you're going to see because you do for the least to me. It says, then he will say to those on the left, depart from me, you who are cursed in the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. He's talking about hell. We know that very clear. He says, for I was hungry, you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, you did not look after me. They will also answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry, thirsty, or a stranger needing clothes, or the sick in prison, and did not help you? He will reply, tell you the truth, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Now, that is devastating when you read this. And the reason why I'm stressing, it's not me just going out and trying to do it. All of these, the Bible gives the right way of doing it. Do you understand that? Okay, we read, as Sister Mark was showing in 1 Thessalonians, where it says, if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. You have some that will just go out to somebody who's just saying, I'm hungry, and we just feed them. Do y'all get that? Now, if I'm doing it the wrong way, that's just me saying I'm doing a good thing. We'll invite people in, we'll destroy our house. Or we'll invite the wrong into our house. And you'll find out, okay, what's going on? Because we're doing it out of us doing it without doing it with wisdom, doing it with God says. You know what I mean? Do we go visit people in prison with a purpose? Or do we just go to visit them and say, we're visiting them? Those who are sick, how are we ministering or helping or being there with them? Does that make sense? Everyone's saying there's a purpose that the Bible then structures for us. So the more I follow the Bible, these things I will do, and those are the ones that are going to the evidence of them being righteous. So in the community, the most important part for us is to display God the way God says to display God. Does that make sense? Okay. So I encourage you. Yes. Oh, no. Go ahead. Since you cut in. No, I'm just playing.
Now, while we were going over this, Hebrews 13:2 came.
13:2. Let's go to that. So Hebrews.
Can you just break that down for
absolutely.
Me?
Absolutely. Hebrews 13:2. And what that says.
Well, I looked it up on my phone, so I don't want you to think I got scriptures.
No, that's good. I was impressed.
I was cheating a little bit.
I was impressed, but I guess I'm not. No. Hey, you use what you use the tools. That's good. So in verse 2 it says, do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you yourself were suffering. Very good. This is one of those examples of how if I listen to this. Now, we have sometimes, I told you when we used to go on vacation, we hear people say the thing of, I'm on vacation. I'll never see these people again. And God is saying, oh no. And that's the thing. Now, please understand this. Humans can't be angels. I know sometimes when people die, they'll use the thing of, oh, so and such was an angel. No. Those are two totally different beings. What he's letting you know is sometimes angels disguise themselves as humans, will do something in your life to see how you respond. And this is implying you treat them bad. That's not good for you. That's why he's saying be careful how you treat strangers. If you're rude, ignorant, get out of my way, have an attitude, and you're like, I don't care, I'll never see him again, that could have been an angel. Now, it's bad enough if it's a person, too, but especially if it's an angel he's showing here. Do you got what I'm saying? But then it's showing, if you notice when it goes further, it says, remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoner. Love them. Show them that. Don't treat them as a prisoner. And now, in no way is it saying to accept the wrong. You want to, what can I do to help you get out of the wrong? And not in their way. I'm sure I'll give you a good example of this. I know some prison ministries, when they get out, they'll almost take them in without responsibility. Does that make sense? But the Bible encourages responsibility. You do take them in by giving them responsibility and being there to help them. You don't just enable, if that makes sense. And the Bible shows that. Like I said, you teach them to work, you teach them these things, they choose not to. You can't be helped. I'm going to offer help. You understand that? And the same thing, it says, as if you're fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you yourself were suffering. Sometimes when we see other groups, other people going through bad things, we tend to look at it and go, ah, it's not my problem. Do y'all get this? Not my problem. And that's not how Christians are supposed to. Christians immediately should be one of the first when you see those groups that can't speak for themselves to go, then we got to speak for them. That should be, all this fits. Like I said, if we're being Christians, we won't go, well, that's not my battle. Immediately becomes my battle. You know what I mean? Especially for the weak, as it shows that. So yeah, that's, so breaking that down is showing us, and it's implying, be careful, because it's bad enough when you treat human strangers wrong, but if it happens to be an angel, there's something to that. That he doesn't go into detail, he's just saying, some entertain angels, so be careful. Make sense? Amen? Okay, so understand this. Like I said, our major part of the community is shining a light. The best way to do it, if you try to do it on your own and you don't know the word, you're going to do it wrong. And you're going to be held accountable for doing it wrong. The more you stay in the word and you apply what you learn, you're going to find you do Matthew 25. You're going to apply that clearly and you're going to do it correctly. And you're going to do exactly what we're supposed to do in the community the right way. And you're not going to hurt those. You're going to help those. And we're going to display God. And when it's all done, they may forget who you are. Amen. And know Christ. And then I've done what I'm supposed to do. Amen. Any questions? Okay. So that's good on that one.